this Leading with Excellence podcast featuring the superintendent of Portage Township School, Amanda Alaniz. I am your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, executive director of the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents. The Leading with Excellence podcast allows listeners to get to know the incredible individuals who are leading Indiana's traditional public schools with excellence and reminds us that our leaders are also our neighbors, friends, mentors, and lifelong learners. These authentic conversations help bridge the gap between the office of the superintendent and the amazing people in that seat. You know, superintendents are often seen as administrators who make big decisions about budgets, policies, or facilities. Although that is all true, this podcast shifts that perspective by hearing superintendents speak in their own voices about their community, school district, and personal stories. We'll discover the superintendent as a listener, learner, and servant leader, someone whose leadership centers on vision, relationships, and genuine care for people. Well, let's dive right in and learn more about our guest, Amanda Alaniz. Welcome, Amanda.
Thank you.
Talk to me about Portage Schools. Where is Portage? Tell me a little bit about your community. What should people know?
Portage Township Schools is a great community. We service about 6,400 students. Mm-hmm. In our community, we are one of seven districts in Porter County.
Wow.
We are the largest of those seven districts.
Okay.
And we house a very blue-collar community that is very engaged and active. A lot of Portage pride throughout that community. We're very fortunate we service students in Portage as the city and the township. South Haven Elementary and Sailor have our county kids.
Talk to us about, everybody has their pathway to the superintendency. What was your pathway to the superintendency? Is it something you always wanted to do, or did it just happen?
It happened. So I was a Portage graduate myself.
Mm-hmm. So you're back home?
I'm back home.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
My husband and I started dating in the lunch line at Portage High School.
Oh, wow.
He teaches in Portage. We went to Purdue West Lafayette, came back home. Only place we wanted to teach was Portage. I had about probably 5 or 6 years into teaching realized that I really had a desire to impact more than my classroom. And I felt like that impact could be done whether it be through coaching or a principalship, which I ended up doing both in Portage. And through that time, I decided just to keep learning. I had two little girls at home and just kept going. And as a lot of my mentors just leaned into what they saw could potentially continue to grow, I eventually then was assigned to become the director of secondary. And 4 months into being the director of secondary, the board president showed up at my door, and they had decided at that point in time they would like me to be superintendent. I had at that point thought maybe superintendency would be in my future, but I thought maybe 10 years later, about now.
Yeah, yeah.
And here I am 10 years into this, actually. So it's been a journey. I knew that I wanted to be in Portage. Mm-hmm. So now, you know, 22 years in the district, teacher, coach, principal, dean of students. And I think it's really helped me along the way. I've had a lot of good mentors in the classroom, then who have become colleagues, friends, and it's not where I thought I would be necessarily at this time in my life, but here we are.
So as we think about the superintendent as a person, you're back in the community in which you grew up in. How do you balance that, your role as the superintendent, and just being part of the community?
I'm very fortunate because I feel like the community has embraced the fact that my husband and I reside in the school district. Our kids, you know, we have one graduate of Portage High School, and then we have a sophomore currently at Portage High School. It's always been something that has just been natural for us.
Mm-hmm.
We did move away for 5 years. The first 5 years of our marriage, we were in a different community, and it just didn't feel right.
Sure.
We were in Portage 7 days a week. So with that, it has been a balance more for my kids.
Yeah.
It's a little bit challenging for them because there's always ups and downs. There's always social media. So just the misunderstandings that happen or the misperceptions of my role, mm-hmm. or when humanity maybe may not always be so evident.
Yeah.
That's more challenging for my kids. But overall, it's been pretty easy to balance, I think, because I've lived in the community for 30 years.
So let's talk even a little bit more about that. I'm sure that there are people who are still working at Portage Township Schools that you had as a teacher or maybe was a custodian or a bus driver. How has that been to navigate?
Honestly, it's been some of the most special relationships that I've had. You know, my high school, one of my high school science teachers, Mr. Harsha, still is at Portage High School. He's a legend in the track and field arena in Indiana and is still just as impactful as a teacher at Portage High School as he was when I was there. I've had a lot of strong mentors, again, that have encouraged me along the way, different principals that I worked for as a teacher and then became their direct supervisor, as whether it be a director or superintendent. But good people that have always been honest with me. Same thing with several of our bus drivers. One of our drivers, Mrs. Chandler, she has, you know, she was a wrestling mom when I was in high school. She drove all the field trips whenever you were going somewhere for orchestra or sports or anything. And she's still one of our leading bus drivers who's been there forever with a great track record, loves kids, still loves what she does. So I've been very fortunate to have a lot of those longstanding relationships with just good people that have always been Portage proud long before, you know, I even myself had the opportunity to feel this way about the school district. So it's been exciting to see how those relationships change and evolve. But I've always been given grace, yet honesty from those people. And I think those are a lot of those people who help remind you of your purpose and your why and get you back to that sometimes even when you lose your way.
Are those the people that help you to stay humble? Because as a superintendent, especially in a community that you grew up in, when you walk in somewhere, people know that you are the superintendent. You are the person who's in charge. You are the boss of all bosses. And so do they help keep you humble and remind you of your roots?
They do. They will also be very honest in when maybe a decision isn't so understandable. They're often the first to have that courage to pull you aside. The good thing in that is it helps me with my blind spots.
Yes.
Helps me know when I need to communicate more clearly, that I need to get in front of my people and be having those vulnerable conversations, listening to the rationale behind their worries. And I think that that has been extremely instrumental in my ability to make some adjustments. I also have had the pleasure in my various roles in the districts, in the district. I served as the vice president of the Teachers Association under three different presidents. So some of the very union leadership that we have in our district now were right alongside me at different times in negotiations and various things. So it, again, is just another good reminder of your roots and the importance of everyone's seat and everyone's role and never losing sight of how those decisions impact everyone, obviously most of all our children, but all of those employees and the importance of that culture. And those people who can help me tweak culture tend to be those folks that have just been those longstanding relationships that have evolved over time.
And I'm assuming you still have family in Portage.
Yes.
So how do you navigate that space? I know that I've always been thankful that my mother isn't around sometimes when the side conversations are happening about her son.
Yes.
So talk about how your family navigates some of that, because everybody knows who your parents are and everybody knows that you, what your family lineage is.
Yes. So my brother and sister both reside in Portage, have schools in the district, or I'm sorry, students in the district. My parents still in Portage, like you said, my in-laws as well. It's challenging. It's hard when, again, you know, a good mentor of mine, Dr. Fertasha, who had helped realize in me the strengths that I had to go into this role when he was superintendent at Portage and then went over to Valpo, and I was then named in Portage a couple of years later. He said to me, you know, Amanda, there used to be those things just in the newspaper that came out on Sunday mornings, the quicklies, you know, and they were one day and who saw them saw them and they were gone. In the age of being a superintendent with social media, it's a challenge. And, you know, sometimes those things can be more difficult for my family to navigate than for me. And so I find myself trying to remind them that when you're making the decisions we have to make, we recognize that they're not always popular. They don't always make everyone happy. The best thing we can do is provide the most objective way of coming to those conclusions, be true to what our role is and what we're responsible for, and then, again, still try to humanize the decision, the rationale, and speak to people about it. But it is really challenging. Most of all, I think my dad has the most difficult time.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, my mom has to remind him she's got it, she's good. I think she probably obviously has some difficulty with it too, but can soften it a little bit more when she talks to me. But my dad, it's very raw.
Oh, wow. When you're not being a superintendent, what do you like to do? What are those things that fill your bucket and just keep you, you know, keep you that balance for you?
So I'm in a really unique situation where my very first best friend was my grandma. And my grandma is now in full-time memory care, but she lives up the street from me. So I make sure once a week to go, whether it be to paint her nails, comb her hair, those kind of things. Just giving back to my grandma who gave so much to me as a little girl. I always played school, always knew I wanted to be a teacher. My grandpa couldn't read. And so I always wanted to teach him to read. And although he's been gone now 6 years, it's still something that I am mindful of, the importance of education in the life of a child. So fostering that relationship in my grandma's different way of living now is something that brings me immense joy. I love to read for pleasure. I love to kind of, even on time, stop the professional books, stop the self-help books, and really just get into a good novel that one of my daughters will be reading so we can have conversation. My daughters have a love for dance, and I was also a dancer growing up, so that's something that my husband and I really enjoy 2 days a week. Our youngest is still in dance, and so we take her there, and that's just something that gives me that moment to just be mom. So really just spending time away and taking it all in as I'm, you know, with my husband raising our daughters and recognizing that those moments are important, and just trying to really unwind in ways that give them my full attention.
Yeah. Two more questions for you. If you weren't a superintendent, if you didn't go into education, was there something else that you were interested in as you were pursuing and thinking about your future pathway?
Honestly, I never had any other thought, but about 10 years ago, I decided maybe I would have been a veterinarian if not. I've got two little rotten dogs at home that I love, but you know, I always admire the work of a veterinarian, and that's something that I always see, and I think probably just because it's still in that realm of helping, but that's something that maybe if life would have been different, maybe I would have done that.
Yeah. Obviously, our careers are about leading. And when you think about leading with excellence, what does that mean to you in the context of public education?
In public education, I think you have to be at the ground level. So leading with excellence means being present in more ways than just physical. Being a good listener. Without being a listener, I think that we fail our communities, fail our kids, and fail our people. Leading with excellence takes time. It takes intention. And it takes honest effort to make things better. And that can't be done without being in the presence of all of our people. Minus that, I think we can do a lot of really good things, but we're going to miss the mark every time if we're not present.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being my guest today.
Thank you for having me.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest has been Superintendent of the Portage Township Schools, Amanda Alanez. Amanda's story reinforces that excellence is a journey, not a title. We hope today's conversation helped you see the heart behind the role of the superintendent. Today's conversation reminds us that leadership is not only about decisions, it's about people, passion, and purpose. This has been another episode of Leading with Excellence podcast from the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents.